Happy opening day, everybody. What's up? Welcome into a Thursday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Perrault at Sports Talk Matt. To follow me across all socials, this podcast being brought to you by omahasteaks.com/juice. Go there, get a subscription, 10% off your first order, free burgers for life, and a 100% money back guarantee. We're going quick at the top because we got a lot to get to. All right. 1-1 night last night, so cross it off, slide it off, head to Thursday. We got a lot going on today. Okay. So to recap the bets we have already made for today, we are on the under 147 for Iowa State in their game against Illinois. We are on the under 7.5 opening day Marlins, their game at home today. And we are on the under 8.5 for the Diamondbacks at home against the Rockies today. Okay. Not a lot of offense. Marlins, Pirates, D-backs, and the Rockies. More on the Rockies here in just 1 second. I'm going to add an NCAA tournament bet and 2 season win total plays. Add it today here. Hopefully you get these before the games start here today in Major League Baseball. But let me just explain to you where we're at right now with our futures. Essentially, we have a bet on Arizona on the money line today against Clemson. We have a bet on North Carolina on the money line today against Alabama. And a bet on Iowa State today, money line against Illinois. I'm not hedging the Arizona play. I'm not hedging the North Carolina play, but I'm going to tell you on the Discord channel before the game starts between Iowa State and Illinois, whether or not I'm going to hedge with Illinois. All right. It's essentially minus 102, minus 105. I'm hoping that we can get some plus money at some point, and maybe I'm going to wait to do it in game, but I most likely will bet a single unit or two on Illinois money line today against Iowa State. Illinois can win the game. There's no debate. Okay. There's much more of a coin flip situation going on than I think Arizona and North Carolina are on a collision course to play each other here. And I think they're going to wind up playing in the Elite Eight. So I like both those teams to win. Iowa State's a different story. I don't know yet exactly what I'm going to do with that, but we have something going in the Iowa State Illinois game for the under in that game. We gave that a couple of days ago. North Carolina money line with their future, Arizona money line with their future. All right. So let's talk about the one game we don't have anything in action for, and that is San Diego State up against UConn. This is a rematch of the national championship game last year. The number is large. It's a little bit too large for me, to be quite honest. It feels like a backdoor. I don't love a lot in this game. Number's 11.5. It concerns me a lot whether or not UConn can cover this, even though they have been covering big numbers here in the NCAA tournament and doing it not with ease, but they have been doing it. They've won the first game of the tournament up against Stetson by 39. They beat Northwestern by 17. To win the Big East championship, they beat Marquette by 16. 3 straight double-digit wins for UConn. Games haven't really been close. San Diego State beat Yale by 28. They beat UAB by 4 in their first 2 games in the NCAA tournament. While I think this could be a blowout, and UConn could kill them if San Diego State can't score, they are 12-9 to the over away from home this year. UConn is 12-8 to the under away from home this year. UConn has held Northwestern to 58, Stetson to 52, Marquette to 57. They've scored 73, 91, and 75. All 3 games have gone under 143, 145.5, and 136.5. This total is 136. I'm concerned about this game going over because UConn scores too much. And UConn puts up 90, and we're sweating it out here. I'd rather go to the team total for San Diego State. Lee D is not going to have much in terms of rebounding advantage against UConn. His second chance points opportunities are going to be limited tremendously. UConn is deep. UConn is long, and UConn is going to have a real advantage at almost every position over San Diego State. While I'm not comfortable laying the 11, I do think they cover. I'd rather bet the team total under 62.5 for San Diego State. Okay, as we get into the tournament, we have to start to look at different ways to take advantage of the market. Where might there be a little bit of an inefficiency? Where might we be able to kind of jump in here and say, all right, how can we find an angle? Because I don't like laying 11. I don't like the total of 136 scares me. San Diego State, according to KenPom, is going to score 65 points. They're going to cover this number, according to KenPom, 73-58. I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know really how, where to jump in with all of this other than jumping in. I'm sorry. I just got a text message from a head coach in the tournament. Sorry. It just came across my screen. That's why I stumbled there for a second. Went, wait, a coach just texted me. 73-65 is KenPom. I think it's too high. Team total under 62.5. They'll score in the 50s. First two opponents, Northwestern and Stetson, scored in the 50s. UConn will hold San Diego State to under 60 points. The number is 62.5. Under 62.5, 1.1 units for San Diego State here tonight against UConn. All right. So that gives us four bets to jump in with, all in action on all four games tonight in the NCAA tournament. Arizona money line, North Carolina money line, under San Diego State team total. And we'll talk about the Iowa State game later during the day. Bettingpros.com/chat is our Discord channel. I'll explain. Most likely I'm going to bet one, maybe two units on Illinois. Okay. I definitely am concerned about that. I have Iowa State to the final four on my bracket, but I'm a little concerned. Illinois has played, Terrence Shannon's playing out of his mind. So I'm very concerned about that play. So we may have a hedge coming up with the Illinois game, maybe in game Illinois hedge, but most likely a hedge in Illinois. All right. So let's do two more team totals for us here today. The Rockies are going to be the worst team in baseball. The A's might be worse, but I don't think so. The A's might actually be better. The A's have some young talent. The Rockies are going to trade Chris Bryant. The Rockies probably will trade Kyle Freeland, who's going to start today for them. Their team total is 60.5. It's -120 to the under. I'm going under. According to FanGraphs, they're going to have nearly a -200 run differential. They're not going to score, and they play at Coors Field. They have the worst offense in baseball, and they're playing at Coors Field. They're going to get trounced. Their pitching staff is not very good at all. Early in the year, maybe they'll hang around, but by the time we get to the summer, this Rockies team is going to be god awful. Under 60.5 wins, -120 on the Colorado Rockies to probably be the worst team in baseball. 50-56. Those were the two worst win totals last year in Major League Baseball. Royals and the A's. Rockies are going to be right there. 55-56 56 wins. Rockies under 60.5 wins here for 1.1 units. And I am going to bet my team. We bet the Bruins. It cashed. We're betting the Red Sox over 77.5 wins. Call it a homer play. Call it whatever you want. But these kids are saying the right things. They're saying, sure, doubt us. Talk about our goals being crazy. Say we're going to stink. Say we can't score any runs. But if their kids play well, Alex Cora is a good manager. Alex Cora does not take over teams to be god-awful in back-to-back years. Now, if they win 80 games, are they in the playoffs? No, but I do think they got a shot to get that third wild card. I think the Red Sox are going to be in the conversation. I think they're going to be better than people think. The kids are going to play. Now, their pitching staff is god-awful. I'll give you that. They're going to be a softball team. Bet they're overs. But I think they can score. Rafael Devers, I think they're going to score some runs. I really do. At Fenway Park, when the weather warms up, Rafael Devers might have his first MVP-type season. Like, epic, big. He's 27 years old. It's time to turn it on and just be a monster this year for the Red Sox. over 77 and a half wins for the Red Sox. Okay. Four bets, two overs, two unders. Red Sox over 77 and a half wins. Under Rockies, 60 and a half wins. We're taking the, where were the two bets? Oh, the blanking on the two bets we made on this for team totals. My brain's not working at the moment, but I said it at the beginning from a team total perspective, right? Where we are with team totals. So Rockies under, Red Sox over. Iowa State under 147 today. Marlins under 7.5 today. Diamondbacks under 8.5 today. Team total under 62.5 San Diego State today. Watch for Arizona, North Carolina, and a hedge potentially coming on Iowa State. That's a big Thursday. It's a lot of things. We have a lot of action. We got baseball in the morning to get rolling. We got basketball all day and all night. Team totals going in for a couple of futures, four futures coming in with Major League Baseball. That's a lot of stuff. Oh, there we go. Over on the Cubs, 83.5 wins, and under on the Marlins, 78.5 wins. There we go. Sorry. I was looking around for it. Rockies under, Marlins under, Red Sox over, Cubs over. I like that. That's good. That's going to be fun. Those are our four future bets there for that. If you want another one, Diamondbacks over 84.5 wins. I like the D-backs going over 84.5 wins. If you like that as well, I've played that as well, but won't do it officially, but that's a play I like as well on that. Okay. So I'll be in the Discord channel. Let's watch some basketball. Let's watch some baseball. Happening opening day. Have a hot dog for me. Have a beer for me. Enjoy the games. Should be a ton of fun. Two games already rained out, which kind of stinks, but let's get rocking and rolling. Big time opportunity to watch a ton of sports today. Baseball season's back. Let's go. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.